In the next segment, I've muted out every other beat, starting with the third beat of bar one. So the metronome is now on 2 and 4, but I have an anchor at the first beat of every bar, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. It mimics more of like a snare drum. When you play with a band, the drummer will be playing the snare on 2 and 4, and so it mimics a drummer. And yet, unlike in the previous Fun with the Metronome, when I just put the metronome on 2 and 4 only, this ability to break it out so that it gives you the first click of every 4 bars on the 1 beat loud. It gives you more anchoring. It's more anchored. So suppose you had, suppose I didn't have the 1 beat there, and it was just 2 and 4, and I played like a 4-bar progression. I don't know, like. I'm just playing E, G, A, B, right? And that's on 2 and 4. And there's nothing wrong with that. I can play along with that, no problem. But some students, you may flip-flop the beat, and I've seen it happen. So by having that strong 1 beat, it keeps you grounded. Every time that strong 1 beat goes, you're grounded on the E chord, the first chord of the sequence. You know, so 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, here we go. So, it keeps you locked in. I hope that's effective.